A couple of village corporations in the Bristol Bay region have denounced the resolution approved last week by the Bristol Bay Native Corporation that was opposing development of the proposed Pebble Mine. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
On Tuesday, the Pedro Bay Corporation issued a press release in which they denounced the BBNC resolution as an effort to lock up the rich mineral deposits near Lake Iliamna. John Allen Adcox is the corporation's chairman, and in a press release, he described BBNC's decision as an outrageous and dictatorial act that condemns the Pedro Bay Corporation and the village of Pedro Bay to colonial status. He says efforts to stop the Pebble Mine could have long-term impacts on the economic viability of the Pedro Bay area.
Their unilateral action is detrimental to our economies and our people and our shareholders, and we need to change that, and we're hoping that they can see that, we just cannot stand those kinds of actions. It's just killing our region.
The Pedro Bay Corporation owns a large chunk of land on the eastern shore of Lake Iliamna, and the Pyle Bay-Williamsport Road crosses a portion of the corporation's land holdings. That road is the only surface transportation link between Cook Inlet and Lake Iliamna, and it's anticipated that it will be heavily used if the proposed Pebble Mine goes forward to development. Adcox says that mineral exploration and development has the potential to help what he characterized as a rather dismal economic situation in the area.
Jobs are pretty much non-available. The people that live out there, there's not much economic opportunity whatsoever. And so the economic picture in the lake region is tenuous at best.
While the Pedro Bay Corporation is opposed to the resolution approved by the BBNC board last week, Adcox says the corporation still has an official neutral stance on the proposed Pebble project.
Until we see what that permitting process reveals, Pedro Bay is going to remain neutral and to wait until those judgments come in before we sit down as a group and collectively decide whether or not we will support or oppose the actual mine's development.
In Tuesday's press release, Adcox claims that BBNC has not attempted to assist the people of the Pedro Bay area to create a sustainable economy. He further wrote that the anti-development resolution is a disservice to the shareholders of Pedro Bay, residents of Bristol Bay, and to the native peoples of Alaska. Another local native corporation that has condemned the BBNC resolution is the Alaska Peninsula Corporation, which owns nearly 400,000 acres of land in the Bristol Bay region. The corporation's president is Ralph Anguson Sr. In Tuesday's press release, he stated that the Bristol Bay Native Corporation's unilateral decision to oppose the Pebble Project is a declaration of economic warfare on the shareholders and the villages of the Alaska Peninsula Corporation. Anguson is asking for Alaskans to be patient and to trust in the permitting process in place on the local, state, and federal levels.
Any company, Pebble or whomever, would have to adhere to, the NEPA process and, the state regs. And they have to prove to us that it's going to work.
Prior to last week's vote on the resolution, the Bristol Bay Native Corporation had taken a proactively neutral position on the Pebble Mine project. However, Board Chair Joe Chitlick from Dillingham says maintaining a neutral stance on the Pebble Mine project is no longer in the best interest of the corporation or to the values of cultural and economic sustainability. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.